I think you have to really, it's hard for women in this field because you have to really prove yourself. But I feel like it's changing a little bit. I think that in a good way, I think that the sneaker culture is more open to women designing things.
That was Sneaker Girls Club founder Lauren Rawls. And this is Epicenter NYC. We connect our communities to news, information, and each other. I'm your host, Amber Castillo. Lauren Rawls' journey began in a high school in Bushwick, where she worked as a director of operations. There, she noticed a group of girls into sneakers and decided to create a club just for them. Despite the challenges brought by the pandemic, Lauren's passion for highlighting women sneaker designers and bridging the gap in the male-dominated sneaker culture has only grown stronger. Now she's the founder of Sneaker Girls Club and an education consultant. Today, I sit down with Lauren to learn more about her vision of opening a women-owned sneaker store, the importance of community workshops, and the impact of mentorship. We'll talk about her experiences that led to the evolution of Sneaker Girls Club and her ultimate goal of creating a space where women and girls can thrive in the sneaker world. Before we jump in, a quick message from our team.
Hi, I'm Carolina from the Epicenter NYC team, here to remind you to safeguard your fun, your plans, and your trips. Get vaccinated and don't let illness cancel your joy. It's your season, not flu season, not COVID season. You can schedule your appointment now and we can help. Send us a note at hello@epicenter-nyc.com or call or text us at 917-818-2690.
Now back to the show. Here's my conversation with Lauren.
So my name is Lauren Rawls. I currently have a brand called Sneaker Girls Club. I'm also a education consultant. So that's my like day job, but Sneaker Girls Club brand is my passion and my goal.
And how did it all begin?
So I used to work in a high school in Bushwick, and I've always done the non-instructional part. So I was like the director of operations. So I handled all of like the stuff on the back end, but I also built all these different relationships with students. So I would have like this advisory group. So I had a group of girls that were really into sneakers, which I always wore sneakers on like Fridays because it's pre-pandemic. We had to dress up more to work. I wore sneakers on Fridays and all the kids are like, oh, you have those, miss? Oh, you have those, whatever, right? So then I was like, well, let me create a club called Sneaker Girls Club and kind of just cater it and tailor it to girls. The goal was to kind of like design our own sneaker collectively as a group. So I had about three or four passionate girls that are really into it. And we were starting to do it, kind of have after school meetings. And then a pandemic happened and it kind of changed things. And then those girls ended up graduating and I kind of wanted to start it up again, but it was harder with the younger group. So I was like, you know, this is also my passion. Let me just run with this in a different way. And then I just started like really forming the brand and like planning it out and really thinking about what my goals were and what I wanted to do. And my biggest thing is highlighting women sneaker designers and women that are in sneakers. And I feel like in the past, they just haven't been highlighted as much. They also are somewhat highlighted now, but a lot of people that I know that are still not like really into the sneaker culture are like, oh, those are cool. Like who are those? Like they don't really even know still like a Lely May or a Melody Asani, or like people know like Tiana Taylor, but they don't necessarily know she dropped like a few Jordans, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like really cool to be able to be that person also to inform others and let them know like these are women's sneakers and you should support them. I think my ultimate goal is to have a women's own sneaker store. There are also very few of those, especially women of color. That's my ultimate goal, and to really highlight and sell women's sneakers. And then the community piece, since I've been in education probably my whole career so far, it was really important to have the community piece of kids that want to design or customize or just that are into sneakers and want to kind of customize or design their own to have that opportunity. So like giving back in that way for the community is really important to me, and I want to keep doing it, having workshops. Even if when I do open a store, having a workshop space in the store is important to me, and having those classes is also really important.
And would you say there was a big, like, within your advisory itself, there was a big sneaker culture?
I think so. And I actually think the girls, there were a couple girls in that group that were probably way more into their style and their shoes more than the boys in that group.
And some of these girls in your advisory group, like, what were some of the sneakers or girls and boys? What were some of these sneakers that were
like
the most popular that you knew they were part of it?
It's actually funny because, so Jordans were the most popular when I was in high school. And I think that these kids, the majority of shoes that they wore were Jordans. I think that during this time, Yeezys were popular. So Kanye sneaker was really popular. And they were actually more expensive. So Kanye sneaker was probably like $300 just for regular sale price, not even resale price. So kids wore those a lot. I think now there's so many brands that are popular. Like New Balance is really popular. Puma is becoming popular again. Nike's still popular at the top, but Adidas is still, like, there's so many more shoes and variety now, which I think is really cool, and more designers dropping at different late brands and have collabs, which I think is really cool. But I think during that time, it was Jordan and Adidas Yeezy specifically.
And this was during the pandemic, or?
This was like 2019.
2019, right before.
Yeah. And we were designing a Jordan. Like, we were trying to figure out how to design a specific Jordan 11 in my sneaker girls club.
Were you always into sneakers in this way? Like, when did you first start getting really into this?
Yeah, I think that I've been into them since I was a little girl, just because my dad liked to put me in sneakers a lot. But I think as far as the really cool ones, well, I'm a Michael Jordan fan. Like, I've watched him when I was a little girl play. So I think that just him being at the top always was like, oh, we need to have these. We need to get these. I think high school was probably the biggest time for me to be like more serious. I think I was into sneakers in elementary and middle, but I think high school was where I was like, I have to have these, like, I have to have this. Like, this is like, I have to make statements in my outfits and in sneakers.
And when did you realize that it was more about this confidence piece, and that, like, maybe this, you know, that's the sneakers or the, you know, whatever you were wearing is more like an accessory to that?
That's actually funny. Probably not till I was an adult. Because when I was in college, I definitely went to school in New Orleans, and I definitely was like, I got a job and I definitely got every sneaker, like almost every week. And I was like, that gave me confidence that I had sneakers on, and I was like known to have sneakers in college. I had like a different reputation. I feel like I probably didn't learn that until I became an adult and had other responsibilities and was like, okay, this... what's important is these bills, not really this. But I also was like, I can be confident in any shoe that I have on. Ultimate confidence, I think, as an adult, I just had to learn. It's not about the material things. It's literally about how you show up and how you present yourself. And I think that's why the workshops are really important to me, because the kids aren't focused about what they saw, what's the latest drop or something. They're just really designing it of whatever's inspiring them, whatever means something to them. And they're like really making something that's important and special to them. And I think that's important to me now. So I think that's what I'm kind of trying to instill in others.
Yeah. And then, so when you were first starting the Sneaker Girls Club, were people into it like right away? Like what were challenges that came up, if any?
Yeah, I think that sometimes it does take a lot to get a kid back on track to like what we're focusing on if we do get off topic. But I think that I was like really pushing about what should be our inspiration collectively as a group. So it was kind of like, what is yours? What is yours? What is mine? And like, let's try to figure out how to put this together on this shoe. Or kind of, I also had them doing some research, meaning like I gave them a few female sneaker designers to kind of really look up and like think about and see what their inspiration was and why that was important for them. And I think that's a piece that I want to add to my workshops if they have longer time, or I kind of wanted to have a workshop series where I kind of started with the history of sneakers with women And then went on the customization kind of being the last piece. I think with the libraries, my time is limited, so it's just customization. But I think ultimately I kind of want like a series of workshops to kind of explain more of that and really get to the reason. But that has to be probably for more girls that are more invested in it versus just kind of customizing a shoe. But those girls, I wanted them to understand and I wanted them to think about their inspiration because that was important to the shoe design that we were going to do as a group.
You talked about like your hope for your for business. Is there anything else you wanted to say about that? Your hopes for the business, but also like your hopes for the community and the hopes for some of these young girls.
Yeah, I can't wait to for the day. I'm just like patient and give like have all my opportunities that come my way, like and just kind of use them to figure out what's best in my next moves. I think that having a store and having a workshop space is really important to me. I think I would love to have something where girls would sign up to be a part of like a 3 or 4 part workshop series and where they come like after school and learn things for like an hour or something before actually customizing. And just kind of having like a women's store is really important to me. There's so few. And there's really not even a lot in the U.S. There's probably 2 in London alone and then like 3 in the U.S. or something like that, which I think is crazy. And I think that I just want to be a different inspiration to different people and to girls and women specifically. And I think that if they really are into sneakers, even if they don't want to design, if they just are a consumer, that they at least can know about women design sneakers and what's cool and a space and a store that they can go to that they feel like is really exclusive for them.
Yeah. And at the workshop where I met you at the library, there it was mostly Black and Latina young, you know, girls and women participating. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's your usual demographic or like a community that you have worked with since the very beginning of?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think I will always cater to that community more. I'm open, obviously, to every woman and girl of every race. But I think that it's important to me for Black and Latina girls and women to have these opportunities because we don't have them as much. But obviously, every girl. But I think that they're probably my more focused group.
And then lastly, you talked about this being such a male-dominated field. Can you speak about like maybe what do you think some of the challenges are to getting there? Like why do you think?
I think you have to really, it's hard for women in this field because you have to really prove yourself. I'm not always into proving myself anymore. I am just more of like, this is what I know. This is what I'm doing. You can like it or you don't have to like it. I think a lot of the women designers, I feel like they had to prove themselves to get to where they are now, which is they're in very good positions. But I feel like it's changing a little bit. I think that in a good way, I think that the sneaker culture is more open to women designing things. And there's a lot of women like just even in Nike that are designers in the background that people don't even know about that have been designing shoes for years. But we don't know because they come out and they're a men's shoe or we even have males designing women's sneakers, which I also think is a little problematic sometimes. I think that it's shifting a little bit. And I think that it's going to be hard just because I'm not a big name and that's not necessarily my goal. But I think that once you understand more and know that it is all inclusive, I know it's Sneaker Girls Club in the name, but so is Billionaire Boys Club and different like boys clubs, like girls wear those things all the time. Like it's fine. I think if it's a sneaker store and it has sneakers that men want, they're going to come to it. It's fine to me that it just may just cater to women in the beginning because that's kind of what I want.
And then how should people reach out to you or like, you know, are you open to collaborating with other organizations? And how should people reach out to
definitely
you?
Definitely open. My Instagram is a really good way at Sneaker Girls Club, but my email is also info@sneakergirlsclub.com.
You can find Sneaker Girls Club on Instagram at Sneaker Girls Club or by email at info@sneakergirlsclub.com. If you know of a local business that you think Epicenter should feature, let us know. Drop us a note at hello@epicenter-nyc.com. That's all for today. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting us as we do our best to support our community. We couldn't do it without you. For more stories like this, make sure to subscribe to our newsletter at epicenter-nyc.com. Our intro music is All the Pretty Horses by Karavika. You can find more of their music on their website, linked to in our podcast description.